Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a sprawling industrial harbor where massive steel hulls glide out of dry docks, where engines roar to life, and where a whole ecosystem of marine engineering thrives side by side. That is the vision behind India's first integrated mega shipbuilding cluster at Thoothukudi. First, let us understand why this development is making headlines. The Government of India, together with the Government of Tamil Nadu, has created the National Shipbuilding and Heavy Industries Park, or NSHIP, at Thoothukudi as a 50-50 special purpose vehicle between the V.O. Chidambaranar Port Authority and the State Industries Promotion Corporation of Tamil Nadu, commonly known as SIPCOT. The project carries an approved investment of 19,989 crore rupees, marking the birth of India's inaugural integrated mega shipbuilding cluster. Now, why does India need such a cluster? Consider the paradox. Geographically, the country is blessed with some of the best natural endowments for shipbuilding, a coastline stretching 7,516 kilometers, the sixth longest in the world, 1,382 islands scattered across the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal, 12 major ports that together handle more than 795 million tons of cargo every year, and a large, skilled and semi-skilled workforce capable of precision heavy industry. Moreover, India sits close to the world's busiest shipping lanes in the Indian Ocean. Yet, despite all this, India builds less than 1% of the world's ship tonnage. By contrast, China accounts for 54%, South Korea 24%, and Japan 12%. Together they dominate about 90% of the global shipbuilding market. What holds India back? The answer lies in several interlinked constraints. Shipyard capacity is fragmented, with the largest yard, Cochin Shipyard, capable of handling only 200,000 deadweight tons, a modest figure by Asian standards. The cost of marine-grade steel, specialized equipment and skilled labor remains high. There is no dedicated ancillary ecosystem for engines, propellers and navigation equipment. Regulatory hurdles and land acquisition delays stretch project timelines. Finally, Indian shipping companies often prefer to order vessels abroad because of lower costs and quicker delivery, leaving captive demand limited. NSHIP is designed to tackle each of these challenges in a single, coordinated effort. So, what exactly is NSHIP? It is an integrated mega shipbuilding cluster, a purpose-built industrial zone that brings together shipbuilding berths, marine engineering, heavy fabrication and a full suite of supply chain ancillaries within one contiguous location. The structure is a special purpose vehicle, a 50-50 joint venture between the V.O. Chidambaranar Port Authority, representing the Union Government, and SIPCOT, representing the Tamil Nadu state. The park sits in Thoothukudi, also known as Tuticorin, on the Gulf of Mannar. It operates under the Union Cabinet-approved Shipbuilding Development Scheme. In terms of scale, the park enjoys 2 kilometers of waterfront access with deep-water berths on the Gulf of Mannar and spreads over 2,000 acres, 1,000 acres earmarked for shipyards and another 1,000 for ancillary industries. The approved investment of 19,989 crore rupees is expected to generate more than 55,000 direct and indirect jobs. The land use is meticulously planned. Shipyard zones will host dry docks, wet basins, slipways and painting halls. Heavy fabrication areas will accommodate steel cutting, bending, welding and outfitting. A supply chain park will house manufacturers of marine engines, propulsion systems, navigation and electrical equipment, as well as interior fittings. A training academy will provide courses in marine and shipbuilding trades at ITI and Polytechnic levels, and the entire complex will be seamlessly linked to the port's infrastructure, ensuring direct sea access via the VOC port channels. Speaking of the port, let us pause to understand its significance. The V.O. Chidambaranar Port Authority, formerly known as the Tuticorin Port, is Tamil Nadu's only deep-water international seaport. Situated on the Gulf of Mannar at India's southeastern tip, it handles cargo from the southern region, textiles, salt, agricultural produce and container traffic with a current capacity of around 40 million tons per annum. The port is named after Vanchi Okonar Chidambaram Pillai, a nationalist who, in 1906, founded the Swadeshi Steam Navigation Company to challenge British dominance of coastal shipping. He later earned the epithet Kappalotya Tamizhan, the Tamil who steered the ship, after being imprisoned for sedition. Enership sits at the heart of the Maritime India Vision 2030, a comprehensive policy document launched in 2021 that charts the nation's maritime development. The vision sets ambitious targets to lift India into the top 5 global shipbuilding nations by 2030, to increase total cargo handled at Indian ports by 300%, reaching 3,300 million tons per year, to create 20 lakh new jobs in the maritime sector, and to raise India's share of world shipbuilding from less than 1% to about 5%. It also envisions the development of at least 10 new greenfield ports. To achieve these goals, several policy instruments have been introduced. The Shipbuilding Financial Assistance Policy of 2016 offers a 20% subsidy on ship contracts awarded to Indian yards. The Indian Vessels Amendment Act of 2021 mandates a preference for Indian-built ships in coastal and offshore sectors. Cabotage regulations, which were partially relaxed in 2018 to allow foreign vessels in coastal trade, are being re-tightened under the vision, aiming for exclusive use of Indian-built ships for all coastal movement by 2035. And the Sagarmala program pours in 6,01,000 crore rupees for portaled infrastructure development. All of this fits within the larger framework of the blue economy, the sustainable use of ocean resources for economic growth, improved livelihoods and ocean health. India's blue economy includes shipping, which accounts for 95% of trade by volume and 68% by value, fisheries, where the country ranks third globally with 28 million fisher folk, and emerging sectors such as offshore wind. The Deep Ocean Mission, launched in 2021, aims to explore seabed mining, deep-sea fish stocks and biological resources below 5,000 meters, with a budget of 4,077 crore rupees over 5 years. Why is domestic shipbuilding strategically vital? Today, India imports more than 95% of its commercial vessels, from crude oil tankers and LNG carriers to fishing boats and dredgers, incurring an annual import bill of $3 to $4 billion. This dependence creates a strategic vulnerability. During geopolitical tensions or sanctions, the inability to build or service its own commercial and naval vessels could become a liability. The Indian Navy and Coast Guard similarly rely heavily on imported or foreign technology licensed ships. Enership is designed to serve both civilian and defense shipbuilding needs, with the ancillary manufacturing base for commercial shipping directly transferable to defense requirements. To put the scale into perspective, consider Cochin Shipyard Limited, currently India's largest and most modern shipyard. Located in Kochi, Kerala, it can handle vessels up to 200,000 deadweight tons and has built a variety of ships, tankers, bulk carriers, passenger vessels, and even naval frigates. Notably, it constructed the indigenous aircraft carrier INS Vikrant, a 45,000-ton displacement vessel commissioned in September 2022, showcasing India's capacity for complex, large-scale shipbuilding. Enership aims to replicate and multiply such capabilities across multiple yards within a single cluster. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Shipbuilding and Heavy Industries Park, abbreviated Enership, is located at Thoothukudi on the Gulf of Mannar. It is a 50-50 joint venture between the V.O. Chidambaranar Port Authority and SIPCOT. The approved investment stands at 19,989 crore rupees. The park spans 2,000 acres, with 1,000 acres dedicated to shipyards and another 1,000 to ancillary industries, and offers 2 kilometers of deep water waterfront. It is projected to create more than 55,000 direct and indirect jobs. The Vio Chidambaranar Port, Tamil Nadu's sole deep water international seaport, currently handles about 40 million tons of cargo per year. India's share of global shipbuilding tonnage is less than 1%, while China, South Korea, and Japan together command roughly 90%. The annual ship import bill is $3 to $4 billion. Maritime India Vision 2030 aims to lift India into the top 5 shipbuilding nations, increase port cargo handling to 3,300 million tons, generate 20 lakh maritime jobs and raise shipbuilding share to about 5%. The Shipbuilding Financial Assistance Policy provides a 20% subsidy, and the Indian Vessels Amendment Act of 2021 gives preference to Indian-built ships in coastal trade. The Deep Ocean Mission is funded with 4,077 crore rupees over 5 years. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the key terms, NSHIP, Thoothukudi, the 50-50 SPV structure between VOC Port Authority and SIPCOT, the investment figure of 19,989 crore rupees, the 2,000 acres and the projected 55,000 jobs, the name Vio Chidambaranar Port, Maritime India Vision 2030, the Blue Economy, the Sagarmala Program and the Deep Ocean Mission budget of 4,077 crore rupees, as well as Cochin Shipyard Limited and its achievement of building INS Vikrant. For mains, you can discuss the blue economy and India's maritime potential, analyze why India builds less than 1% of global ships despite its favorable geography, evaluate NSHIP as a policy instrument for industrial clustering, assess the targets of Maritime India Vision 2030, cite Cochin Shipyard and INS Vikrant as proof of concept, link Sagarmala and portaled industrialization, and explore the strategic dimension of domestic shipbuilding for naval self-reliance. For GS2, you may examine centrastate cooperation in industrial infrastructure through the 50-50 SPV model. In summary, the National Shipbuilding and Heavy Industries Park at Thoothukudi is not merely a construction project. It is a strategic thrust that ties together India's blue economy aspirations, maritime security, industrial policy and regional development. By building a world-class shipbuilding ecosystem on home soil, India aims to turn its geographical advantage into a competitive edge, reduce import dependence, create millions of jobs and position itself as a major player in the global maritime arena.